Hello and welcome to the ISIS Europe Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Pavel Popovich, European Polyethylene Terephthalate, or PET, reporter, and with me today is Melissa Hurley, European editor of Monoethylene Glycol, MEG, report. So, Melissa, just to get into this, I just want to say first, it's been an interesting and interconnected time for both our markets, which we will definitely discuss in further detail later. But to start off with, I just want to ask one thing, which is that my sources in PET are talking about the recent high crude oil futures prices, and they'd love to know if this will affect MEG or if there are maybe more dominant market factors in the market at the moment.
Hi, Pav. Yes, so there's been an uptrend seen in the crude oil naphtha market. So we've seen some strength in crude oil prices at the end of last week, especially. MEG players are really interested to see what the impact will be on the December ethylene contract price. The industry is also approaching the kind of traditional year-end slowdown in demand, so we really have to wait to see how this pans out, but it's definitely something that's on everyone's minds. Other factors that are important in the MEG market are, you know, the developments in Asia. They still remain an integral factor for Europe. At the moment, Asia MEG spot prices are stable to firm due to some restocking activities. There was mentioned last week that if prices remain higher, then this could have a bottoming effect on the recent decline seen in European spot prices for MEG. Contract-wise, European players saw a double-digit decrease for November. And that was because of what was happening earlier, the falls in Asia, and also the dropping of the European spot prices. There's also been mention of the impact of competitively priced PET imports into Europe, and also the kind of financial difficulties recently experienced by a couple of PET suppliers. And also, it's interesting to see how PET demand is developing, because winter's normally a quieter period. Would you say that that's the case this year, Pav?
Yes, I would. So we are seeing an easing of consumption in the European PET market compared to the summer months. Especially this is the case between July and August this year. We saw heightened demand with production issues pushing prices up in the PET market. So far in November, there has been a bit of stability in terms of pricing, and I would say this is down to a balancing of market conditions. Yes, domestic producers do say that they have enough material, but imports have also covered many buyers in this month. With quite a demand as well, there is less of a need for volumes either way. At the moment, market talk is also starting to focus a bit more on 2018. There was big news at the end of October when it emerged that India-based JBF Industries, a supplier, restarted a line at its 332,000 ton a year PET plant in Belgium, Geel. So this was done with the help of Swiss distribution and trading company MB Barton Trading, and there is some that say the second line might even be restarted by the end of November. Incidentally, buyers said this would lead to increased domestic supply, but others are not as sure as to what the future output would be at the plant. So I think it's very interesting news. I'm interested to see how this develops, but I'm also sure it'll have an impact on the MEG market, the upstream market as well. So I'd actually like to ask you, Melissa, if you're seeing an impact, and again, if not, how the market is looking otherwise coming into November and December.
Yes, so European spot prices have been coming down more recently due to kind of the improved supply situation over the last month. Imports were delayed or depleted following on from the impact of Hurricane Harvey at the end of August, September time, but now European supply is much more balanced, and this is being reflected in the lower prices. So going back to your earlier point about MEG consumption in the PET market, yes, there was a concern over consumption because of the reasons you mentioned. Also, you know, the fact that MEG filed for bankruptcy last month under Chapter 11 protection in the US. You know, the market talk that both MEG and JBF are partially restoring their production lines. That kind of brings to light that the MEG market is slightly more optimistic about consumption levels. That being said, you know, PET demand is seasonally winding down for the winter, there's still some feedback that demand is still quite good in terms of kind of regular, you know, contractual demand as well. So yeah, and then obviously in the other the sector, the antifreeze sector, is still, you know, very important. It's coming to its kind of peak demand, but it's in line with expectations for this time of year when the cold weather really starts to kick in. So it will be interesting to see how the spot market develops in the run-up to Christmas and December, and to see if spot prices do continue a downward trend or if they start to, you know, stabilise. So we'll see what happens.
Great, thanks a lot, Melissa Hurley, for that. Please join us again for the next instalment of the ISIS Europe Uncle Update, or catch up with all the latest news on the ISIS dashboard. For ISIS here in London, I'm Pavel Popovich.